Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are being joined by Carbon School District Nutrition Specialist Tanya Jones. Tanya, always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for allowing us to come talk to you. It's great.
And you know, I like having you in here because this is kind of our unofficial kickoff for the school year as we get ready to dive into it. You know, so on the minds of some parents and some kids, of course, is always going to be nutrition at schools, because that's something that for a lot of kids, this is how they're going to be able to get through their days.
Yes. And the good thing is with the child nutrition program, we always offer five components, which is your meat alternatives, milk, fruits, vegetables, and grains. So they get that offered every single meal that is offered. So it's perfect for getting the total nutrition for them.
Yeah, you know, I feel like school lunch catches a lot of unnecessary flack because I look at it now that I've matured a little bit. I'm out of high school. I'm into the adult world. School lunch was probably one of the greatest things that I was able to partake of in my schooling experience because it gets you through that day and you get all the nutritional value you're going to need from it. I mean, these are portions that are designed to meet all of those needs for a student.
Exactly. They have it figured out so that we have exactly all the components and the nutrition that the student needs to survive on a daily basis. So it's perfect, you know, and we have weekly requirements as well as daily requirements. So it is, you won't get a better nutritious meal than school lunch.
Now let's talk about it for a second. Later on, we're going to dive kind of into how affordable this is. But one of the things we always like to plug is the free and reduced program, which this year is going to be offering free lunch. Is that correct?
Yes, it'll be offering for the reduced students free. They will they've waived reduced meals for lunch. So anybody that applies and receives reduced will also receive a free lunch. Breakfast is still 30 cents, but the lunch meal is waived for this year.
And, you know, it's always good to know that there are programs like this in place because they help provide sort of a safety net for kids who might be slipping through the cracks when it comes to nutrition. This is a great way to make sure that they're still meeting those requirements and not having a heavy burden on people's pockets. But you look at the prices of school lunches. I mean, you have it on
the
website.
Fantastic.
They're incredible. Elementary, you're paying $2.20 a meal. The highest it gets as a high school student, $2.70. That's less than $3. You're not finding anything at a gas station for less than
$3,
and you get a full nutritious meal.
Yes, and they get to choose. You know, they have choices, so it's perfect for all the students.
You know, kind of continuing this theme we're diving in on nutrition, one of the things that I've really enjoyed learning about is the Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Elementary Program. So for people who might not be familiar, what is this program?
So the Fresh Fruits and Vegetable Program is a great opportunity to teach students to try different fruits and vegetables. So twice a week, we bring in different fruits or different vegetables and allow all the students to try them. And so this is a program for all the elementaries. And so we have been doing it for several years, and it's just great. A lot of kids will see it in the grocery store and go, oh, I've tasted that. That's great. Maybe, Mom, we could buy that. So, but we do bring in like dragon fruit. We bring in like watermelon, cantaloupe, carrots. Like they have different colors of carrots, like purple carrots. So we try lots of different things. Jicama is one of my favorite ones that we've tried. So it's perfect.
You know, it's a fun way to learn all of these different fruits. Give them experience, because you're not going to know you like something or dislike something until you try it. And this is a perfect time to try and do that. One of the main things I want to hit on is the nutrition website, because it's an incredible resource to have. I mean, you have pricing, you have the lunch menus, you have the applications. It's really all right there.
Yep. If you just go to the Carbon School District website and go to nutrition and our department, it has everything on there. And we've put in a lot of links so that when you go to apply for applications, it's very, very simple. And if you need help, there's also other links there. So it just makes it a one-shop place. Just go and just push the button and it starts you right into the where you need to go.
And I can attest to that. There is a link for just about everything you might want. I think my favorite was scrolling through it today. There is one portion where you get nutrition information. You have to click on a pulled pork sandwich. And I thought that was really fun.
Yep. All you got to do is click on the name of the item and it pulls the nutritionals right there. So it's a fantastic site to go to.
Now, Tanya, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just remember that school lunch is very healthy for the students.
Well, Tanya, I always appreciate you taking the time to come in. Thanks again for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Again, that was Carbon School District Nutrition Specialist Tanya Joan. We are previewing what's up in the nutrition world into this upcoming school year. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.